Good morning. It's the 2nd of August. Our first reading for the day is 2 Samuel chapter 19. Once again, we read from Brother Harry Tennant, this time about the return of David to Zion. I read. The time had arrived for David to turn again to Zion. Favour, divine favour, shone upon him. Jerusalem waited, and the king's heart longed for worship in the sanctuary of the Lord. He must say farewell to Mahanaim, the place of refuge and of bitter memory. Restoration to the throne would carry with it the pang of irrevocable loss. As Jacob had gone from Mahanaim to Peniel, the face of God, and had emerged triumphant but lame, so David took the same route along the river Jabbok, towards the Jordan Valley, towards Zion, the city of God, in which, finally, the faithful will arrive, purged by suffering. David had sent a message to Zadok and Abiathar, the priests of God in the city, asking them to rouse Judah to bring their king again to the throne. There was need to stir the men of Judah, because the men of Israel, who largely had followed the rebellion, were already seeking to restore David and thereby end the strife in their midst and the uncertainty in their councils. David's words to Judah contained a hint of surprise and rebuke. Ye are my brethren, ye are my bones and my flesh. Wherefore then are ye the last to bring back the king? The entourage moved down Jordan and came to the ancient crossing opposite to Gilgal, the very spot where Israel had first entered the land as the priests stood on the dried-up riverbed while the waters were held back. On the opposite bank, a large company and a mixed one waited to welcome the king. The men of Judah had come down the dusty, hot road to the ford over the river. Amongst them was Shimei, the man who cursed, now repentant and cringing, with 1,000 men of Benjamin. Ziba also, and his sons and servants, who crossed the river to assist the king and his company to come over. The authorised version says that the king went over in a ferry boat, while the revised version margin suggests convoy. Perhaps if the river was in flood, the crossing was made in a boat secured by ropes to each bank and hauled to and fro to bring over the considerable company. Abishai was itching for revenge on the fawning Shimei because he had cursed the Lord's anointed. David, on the other hand, had not shed blood on his retreat and had no wish to do so on his joyful return. Retribution might have silenced Shimei, but it would have awakened fear and uncertainty in the hearts of many who, having been led astray by the treason of Absalom, now desired to give allegiance to the beloved David. One man did not appear in Jerusalem, Barzillai the Gileadite, the loyal servant of David who lived in the region of Mahanaim and had provided sustenance for the king while he lived in that city. In his desire to reward the old man for his timely friendship and support, David offered to take him back to Jerusalem and have his residence there. He courteously declined and sent in his son Chimam, who probably was Barzillai's son, and asked David to bestow a blessing on him. If the Chimam of Jeremiah 41 verse 17 is the same person, as Blunt suggests in his book, it would seem that David gave to Chimam a portion of his own personal inheritance in his hometown at Bethlehem. Such a gesture would be characteristic of the man who rarely gave less than the best, whether in service to God or in love to his fellow men. Giving cheerfully, generously, freely is the basis of several exhortations in the New Testament. Such giving reflects the gracious, abundant, and unrestrained love shown to us by God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening.